I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's coming up on God's calendar, some things to be thinking about during this time of the year. Now, remember, when we talk about God's calendar, you know, God has already completed all these things. Jesus has fulfilled everything for us. And these times of year just give us little nudges or reminders back in the right direction, just in case we ever get off track. But today we're talking about the power to enjoy. We are currently in the middle of August here of 2021, and we are in the what's called the 40 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means to turn or to repent. These are the 40 days that lead up to the Day of Atonement, which in the Jewish culture was considered the holiest day of the year. It was the one day when the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement for the sins of the people for the year. Now, Jesus is our high priest. He's made atonement for us already. And this time of year is just a reminder of that for us. But this time of Teshuvah means to turn or to repent. And in Acts chapter 3, it says that when we turn or repent, the times of refreshing will come upon us from the presence of the Lord. And in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. So today we're going to be talking about this power to enjoy. We're going to be taking a look at a couple of verses from Ecclesiastes and Timothy, talking about the power to enjoy, about how God gives us freely all things to enjoy. But before I think we can get to this place where we have the power to enjoy these gifts that God is giving us in our lives, we have to do what we've been talking about over the last couple of days on our daily communion meditations, which is to get to this place where we are content in all circumstances, where God is our source of everything. We find our completeness, our fullness, our contentment in Him. Because in Him, everything's already been completed. And when we find that contentment and joy in Him, then He can begin to add the power to enjoy the things that He adds to our lives as well. Because let's say you just start seeking after money, and that's the thing that you seek after the most. You get more money and it's not enough. You don't have the power to enjoy the money that you have. You get more money and it's not enough. You get more money and it's not enough. But when we seek God and we find our contentment and our completeness and our fulfillment in Him, and we're content in all situations, then God just begins to add things to our lives because they are not our source. They're not the thing we're seeking after. God begins to add these gifts of grace to our life along with the power to enjoy them. See, sometimes people get success and it wasn't all that they had hoped for. It wasn't all that it had lived up to in their mind, because that's what they were seeking after. We make our contentment and God our source, and then He adds the ability to enjoy the things that He adds to our lives as well. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. We're going to pray the prayer from Ephesians chapter 3 that the Apostle Paul prays, and I'm going to read it out of the Bible here. And it says, well, first of all, Father, we just thank You for this time. We thank You for releasing us from the darkness and transferring us into the light. We thank You that You're with us and You give us the power to enjoy. And we just pray that out of Your glorious riches, that You would strengthen us with power through Your Spirit in our inner being, that Christ may be rooted, might dwell in our hearts and be through faith, and that we would be rooted and established in love, having the power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. So first we got to get full in Him, and then He gives us the power to enjoy. And now to Him who's able to do, to You, God, who's able to do more than we, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to Your power that is at work within us. To You be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So before we get into the training today, we're going to do a communion at the end. I like to take communion over the upcoming week and to just as a way to fix our minds on God. And communion is such a powerful thing. But before we take communion, I'd like to do a little bit of positioning, go through the other half of prayer just a little bit. So the first thing is, how was the week that you just finished? We got to get positioned in the light. Positioned in the light, focusing on forgiveness, receiving God's forgiveness and grace, letting it flow through us by giving ourselves that same grace and forgiveness for any areas that we've been beating ourselves up And then letting that same grace and forgiveness flow to other people. That's how we get positioned in the light. It's been released from the darkness, transferred into light. That comes through the forgiveness of sins. And then we got to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify it. Looking back over the last week, what are some things that you're grateful for? What steps forward did you take? We can begin to magnify and focus on and meditate on darkness or light. The things that are going wrong or all the things that are going well. Let's begin to magnify the things that are going well. Begin to magnify what God is doing in your life. Get it to grow bigger. When we magnify it, it begins to grow bigger on the inside of us. And then how is your level of peace and joy over the last 24 hours? Peace and joy. And I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded and when I'm magnifying. I'm not wavering back and forth, looking at the problems, looking at God, looking at the problems, looking at God, or just looking at the problems. Keeping our eyes fixed on the things above, that God is working for our good. And joy. Talking about the power to enjoy today. Joy comes from God's presence. And learning to be unwavering in our joy. We find our sense of joy and our contentment in Him, not from things and stuff and all these types of things. And then He gives us the power to enjoy the things that He begins to add to our lives. And as we're looking out over the next week, just to get some things out of your mind and kind of clear it out, what do you know to do? What needs to happen over the upcoming week? What things need to get done? What's on the calendar coming up? Anything that you need to take some time to plan or make provision for or get prepared for? So you can make your week easier. What things need to happen? What do you want to happen over the next week? Maybe God is prompting or stirring some things that you're excited or motivated to do. What do you want to happen over the next week? And then if you're recapping the week, what's God been teaching you and training you in over the last 7 days, over the last week? It's His voice that leads us to the spacious, beautiful place but we have this power to enjoy as part of it. It's a gift of God, as we'll see here today. It's His voice that leads us. What's He been speaking to you? What's He been teaching you? If you're going to sum it all up, the lessons He's been teaching you over the last week, what would it be? So let's get into this power to enjoy. Like I said, the big thing I think is before we can get this power to enjoy, I believe it's a gift of God, as we're going to see here, that He wants to give us. But I believe first, we have to get rid of chasing after the money, the stuff, the success, viewing other people as our source of happiness or joy based on how they're treating us and living up to the expectations they have of us. And we got to learn to find our contentment and our joy in God. And that God is with us. He is for us. And in His presence, there's fullness of joy. We can be content in all situations. The Apostle Paul is in prison. He's writing about, I rejoice continually. I rejoice in all things. And thinking about what is lovely and just and pure and true and of good report. He says, I've learned the secret of being content in all situations. We talked about yesterday as well, or on the upcoming videos here, about how contentment gives us this power to enjoy. How about godliness with contentment is great gain, because God's going to give us the power to enjoy these things. When we make God our source of joy, then He can begin to empower us to enjoy the things that He has. I don't know about you, but I've had some times in my life where something I was trying to get, something I was striving for, you finally get it and there's not much power there to enjoy it. It's like, oh, it wasn't as great as I was hoping for. I believe God can truly give us the power to enjoy when He begins to add the things to our life, because we're already content. That's where this power to enjoy comes from. So let's take a look at some scriptures. It's Ecclesiastes 5:19. Moreover, when God gives somebody, when God gives someone, so notice it's God that gives us, not because they worked or toiled or figured it out. When God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, Some versions say the power to enjoy them. When God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, the power to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, to be happy in their work, this is a gift of God. This is Solomon talking. This is a gift of God. When God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability or the power to enjoy them. Notice here, Ecclesiastes 6:2, just a little bit after this verse. God gives some people wealth and possessions and honor so that they lack nothing their hearts desire, but God does not grant them the ability to enjoy them, and strangers enjoy them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil. A grievous evil. Notice it's a gift of God to not only have them, but also to have the ability and the power to enjoy them. Then we look at Ecclesiastes 3. Solomon says, I perceive that there is nothing better for them, for people, than to be joyful and to do good. We talk about often in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint. What are the things that you know to do? Going about doing good every day and doing it with a good attitude. Doing good and doing it the right way with a good attitude, with a cheerful heart. There's nothing better than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all of his toil. This is God's gift to man. Then Jesus in John 16:24 says, until now, you've asked nothing in my name. But now ask and you'll receive that your joy may be full. Notice these answers are going to come as a gift of grace, not because we worked for them or earned them. Then 1 Timothy 6:17 says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty or to be high-minded, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, because our hope and our trust and our security are not supposed to be in money, but they're supposed to be in God. Who what? God richly provides us with everything to enjoy. So I think there's two phases to this. Make God your source of trust and security and joy. Find your contentment and joy in him. By in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Find your contentment in him. And then God, I believe, is going to begin to add things to you. Because now these things could be money, possessions, relationships, whatever. These things are not your source of joy. Your source of joy comes from the inside, not from the outside. Your source of joy comes from the inside. And when you have that, God can begin to add these things to your life and give them richly to you to enjoy. Now that you can enjoy them, it's like when we're seeking after them, we don't have the ability to enjoy them. It's a little bit different way of thinking. But we're going to take communion over this. And every time we take communion, it's an opportunity just to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus. But it's also an opportunity to receive promises from God. And today we're going to be receiving this power to enjoy, this contentment that's in him. And along with that, the power to enjoy. He's giving us richly all things to enjoy. And that combination of them. So Father, we just thank you for your love and your grace. You loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only son to die for us. And in Romans chapter 8, it says, if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things and give us all things to enjoy? So we're just asking that you would not only freely give us all things, but also the power to enjoy them, Lord. The power to just enjoy our lives, to do good and find joy in our lives, that joy that comes from you, that is a gift from you. We just believe and we receive that today. We just thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love and that nothing is impossible for you. I think as we experience this power to enjoy, we find our contentment in him. I believe one of the things that happens is we get to know him better. Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life. That you would know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. I believe it helps us to know him and his heart and all he's done for us. The detail he's gone into to prepare things for our lives. I believe it helps us to just know him so much more. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body. Broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God. and holy and perfect in God's sight and complete in Him, that you can find your contentment in Him. And He can give you this power to enjoy your life and to enjoy the things that He adds to your life. A lot of times it's how we got something. These things, these desires that we have in our lives, it's a question of how did we get them? Did we wrong somebody to get it? Did we steal it? Did we just work so hard for it and we got it? Or did God add it to our lives as a gift of grace? And that's one of the biggest differences. When it comes as this gift of grace where God adds it to our lives, along with that comes the power to enjoy it as well. Father, we just thank you for this bread. If you have your bread, you can take it now. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, into all of God's grace and goodness and all that He wants to do in our lives. Father, we just thank you for this new covenant, this covenant relationship with you, that we can do life with you, we can know you. We just thank you for that. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's simply about walking it out. First of all, finding our contentment in Him, keeping your eyes fixed on the thing above, things above, that He's with you and He's for you. We can find our fullness and completeness and contentment in Him, not from stuff around us or people. You know, no person was meant to bear that load of being the source of our happiness. That's a piece that only God can fulfill. As we begin to get content in all situations, I believe God is going to give us this power to enjoy the things that He adds to us by His grace in our lives. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.